folks, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I'm your host, Maggie Hart. Still riding that sugar train from last week, from all of the goodies that got delivered here from all of my friends. Not to mention all the good stuff that I made as well. Holy moly, it's time to exercise. Which lately in my area consists mostly of shoveling snow and clearing the driveway. Hopefully everybody out there had an amazing week last week. We're heading into New Year's here as I tape, but when you hear this, it'll be either New Year's Eve, or a couple of days later. But because of the goodies that I allowed myself to indulge in last week, I'm gonna skip my snacky snack for tonight and just stick with my cup of coffee. But don't let it stop you. Grab your snacky, get your beverage, cuddle up and get comfy on your sofa, your recliner, the floor. Join me as we do every week, just like we're together in our living room, having a discussion, enjoying each other's company, having some laughs, learning new things, and sharing our perspectives. Some of the people I've talked to this week are going through that end of the year slump, you know, the time where they've got to spend time with family that they maybe don't necessarily want to spend time with, but they feel obligated to, or maybe they have no place else to go for the holidays, so they just end up there so they get a hot meal and a break from their normal everyday grind, and then dealing with the stress and struggles of possibly some family members who are present at these gatherings that are not their favorite people in the world, and there may be some friction between them, possibly some arguing, and or now that they've spent all this money on Christmas, their credit cards are out of whack and they're worried about finances and how they're going to bounce back from the holiday season. So we have some stuff here that we can talk about and do a simple reset to make you feel better if you have experienced or are experiencing any one of these things, just like I've shared with my peeps this week. And you can carry that through till New Year's too, in case you're going to go back and see the same people for New Year's. And if you're listening to this after New Year's, and even if you're not, this is something you can take with you all year long. And bonus, you'll be more relaxed to listen to and enjoy our hour together this evening. I'm going to take you from holiday stress to New Year grounded. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is drop your armor. Sit or stand in a comfortable position, feet flat if possible, and you're going to think to yourself, there's nothing to fix. There's nothing to solve. I'm just arriving. Let your shoulders fall. Make sure your jaw is not clenched. Exhale through your mouth once slowly, like you're trying to fog up a mirror. This tells the nervous system, we are not in any danger right now. Do that for just about a minute, and then for the second minute or two, you're going to set your nervous system or reset your nervous system with some breath work. So three times, inhale through your nose for a count of four, then hold for two, and then exhale through your mouth for a count of six. That longer exhale tells your body to stand down. It's especially helpful for family-triggered stress, money anxiety, and that I'm behind in life feeling. Then for your next minute, silently or out loud, whichever you prefer, say, right now I'm carrying. And I want you to pick three things. One emotional thing, like anger or guilt or sadness. One mental thing, like worry or rumination. And a physical thing, like tension or fatigue. Don't relive a whole scenario inside of your head. Just name those three things. Don't throw any blame either. Just name those three things. Then I want you to say, I don't need to carry this all at once. That sentence by itself is relieving to most people. And then for the next minute, we're going to do a little bit of grounding work. So put your hand on your chest or on your tummy, whichever is more comfortable, and answer these next three truths silently. I am safe in this moment. This season is temporary, and I am allowed to reset without having everything figured out. This is going to counter that holiday illusion that everything is urgent and permanent. Next, I want you to reclaim your personal power. These are little tiny wins. Ask, what is one thing I can control in the next 24 hours? Like, I can go to bed earlier, I cannot engage in one argument, I can make one practical financial decision, I can take a walk, spend some time with my puppies or animals, or say no to one thing. You're going to pick just one thing, though, because momentum loves simplicity. Then in the next minute, you're going to emotionally reframe. This is gentle, non-toxic positivity. Say, I don't need to feel amazing to move forward. I just need to feel a little steadier. Then imagine this coming year as one step, not a whole staircase, one door, not a maze. And this will help to reduce those feelings of being overwhelmed, and it'll help to quiet seasonal depression. And then finally, you're going to seal that reset. So you're going to end with this phrase, either aloud or silently, I release what doesn't belong to the next version of me. Take one final slow breath, and that's it. You're done. Wasn't that easy? Now, the reason this works is because it helps to regulate your nervous system first, not your mindset. It helps to prevent you from emotionally spiraling. It'll give you a sense of agency without pressure. And it doesn't require belief, motivation, or optimism, just your presence. Now we can fully enter the Maggie Zone and get started with tonight's Clippy's intro. I'm going to start off with something called radio wave sickness. I guess it's been around for a while. It's not the hottest new illness. It's not COVID, flu, or burnout. But come to find out, the stuff that they told us might be related to COVID symptoms, like losing your taste, sense of smell, might not be from that. It might be from this radio wave illness. People from my heritage are hard sniffing cannolis and going, I still can't smell it. Or jamming their face in their loved one's neck going, how come I can't smell that cologne I gave you last year for Christmas? And the doctors are like, long-term COVID, or you're just a little too anxious. Here's a pill. But honestly, every time my Wi-Fi drops, my mood collapses, my phone overheats, and my soul disassociates, I'm thinking, nah, maybe it's something else. If radio waves aren't affecting us, you tell me why nobody remembers why they walked into a room anymore. Chemtrails, of course, aside. And they're saying your Wi-Fi is tracking you. Not Google, not the apps, your router. Which is insane because my router can't even find the signal in the next room. But somehow, it's building a psychological profile on me. If my Wi-Fi really is watching, I want it subpoenaed. It's seen things. And the New Year's Eve celebrations this year, the whole rest of the world is like, nope. America's like, bet. Other countries are canceling New Year's Eve celebrations. Too unstable, too tense, too many variables. America looks at it and says, so, fireworks at midnight, right? We're over here treating danger like peer pressure. While the rest of the world is locking their doors, America's lighting bottle rockets. Like, if we're going down, we're gonna do it sparkly with 2026 golden silver glasses on. Paying $25 for a cold slice of pie and $18 for a bottle of water in Times Square. I could never do Times Square in New York City on New Year's Eve because I have to pee entirely too much. I run 5 or 6 errands in the course of a morning and I'm dancing like I'm doing the Irish jig. I've been blessed with a bladder about the size of a 5-year-old's. Trump is lifting the ban on cheap cars. He says he's bringing back inexpensive vehicles, which totally works for me. As long as I have heat, air conditioning, and a good radio, I'm good to go. I don't need a car that updates overnight and judges me. I need something with 4 wheels, a key, and 0 options. If my car starts asking me about my feelings, I'm walking. Although that option on the Tesla rental from last week's show sounded pretty cool, I might kick in a little bit of extra for the one that talks conspiracy theories. I'd actually much prefer that over 3/4 of the radio stations out there nowadays with the crap they play. And I got a clippy about Eric Hecker talking about Antarctica. And listen, Antarctica is sketchy by default. Every other continent says explore me, backpack, film vlogs. Antarctica? Absolutely not. Why are you asking questions? That's not science. It's HR energy. You tell humans they can't go somewhere and we immediately assume portals, bases, or a Starbucks run by aliens, don't we? Especially me and my cannolis, because we know most of our conspiracy theories have already come true. Speaking of aliens, I got a clippy of an Australian woman who says her baby is not entirely human. Why are these aliens always reproducing with the most chaotic people on Earth? It's never a librarian or an accountant. It's always somebody who says, I can't talk about it, but I can. At this point, radio waves are the least weird things happening. And whistleblower Matt Brown starts sending Elon Musk cryptic texts or tweeters or whatever he calls them. Congratulations, man, you out-weirded Elon. Spoiler alert, I might have some inside knowledge on that, Clippy. You're gonna have to listen to find out. And I got a Clippy of the Charlie Kirk hologram theory. We have officially entered Star Wars discourse. I've told you before, I think he's still alive on a beach somewhere, but if it was a hologram and they decide to use that and roll it out as as part of Project Bluebeam, and Charlie's up in the sky having a milkshake and playing poker with Jesus and Yoda and the blonde-haired, blue-eyed beings that claim to have seated us here, I'm going to ask for my money back on this movie. I also have a clippy from somebody claiming to be Charlie's friend who exposes that his book was changed after he died. Very on brand for 2025. Nothing stays the same. Not chocolate, not chicken, not books, not reality. Everything's editable now. And finally, China is ordering American babies. Not adopting, ordering. Like DoorDash. I don't even know what that means. But I know it shouldn't be phrased like a takeout order. We'll have to listen to the clippy and find out. And I have so much more to share with you tonight in this jam-packed hour. But we're not in a simulation. We're in a beta test. Nothing's finished. Everything's glitchy. And nobody's read the terms and conditions. It isn't left versus right anymore. It's people who notice patterns versus people who scroll past them. In America, we're still lighting fireworks like, let's see what happens. By the way, if you need help with any of that, dealing with the struggles, get a hold of me. Don't wait until it gets too late and your situation becomes apparently unreparable. Let's fix it now.
My pappy used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, get a hold of Maggie Hart at MAGGIE_HEART at outlook.com to get it fixed.
Well, trust, I'm not going to chase you and track you down to get you the help that you need, but I'm going to send the energy out there that you're going to realize that you finally come to the conclusion that you want to fix what's broken. You want to be whole and complete. You want that piece of your life that's been missing, and you're ready to go and grab it. Go after it. Let's get you in a healthy spot, in a happy spot, where you need to be, where you deserve to be. I ain't going to chase you. It's up to you to come to me. And that's almost one of my favorite Fleetwood Mac songs of all time. And it's trending, so I figured I would jump on the bandwagon and play it too, but for a different reason. I picked the lines and the choruses that I like because I know personally from experience that when people make a mistake and they hurt you and they do things that they shouldn't, if they have some sort of conscience and an aha moment, they realize, wow, what did I do wrong? I totally screwed that up. And then they're sorry the rest of their lives for it. Well, when people don't want to recognize that they have an issue or they have narcissistic tendencies or whatever the case, and they lose something that they find out later that they're never going to find again, they're sorry. Now all of a sudden they want it back. Now they don't want anybody else to have it. And it's up to the individual that was wronged and slighted and made to feel like they were never good enough or they weren't important enough or they weren't special enough. But here's the thing. Some of them realize that they are and that they're worth more than how they were treated. And so they're like, you know what? I'm done. I'm out. See you later. Probably not. The fact that I know who I am and I know my worth, and hopefully you do too, is a huge step in the right direction. But frequently at holiday time, we have these dynamics going on. We have people that have stayed in marriages and relationships for years that they've been abused in, that they're very unhappy in, that they've been extremely mistreated in. These are the types of people that I like to minister to because I can get them to the point where they start to recognize their beauty and their traits and how special they are and how they are valuable. They get their confidence back and they become strong. And it's a very painful process sometimes for me because having been in that position myself, I know how that person feels. And it also, though, makes me be the bulldog that I am when I really want something that's deserving of me that I will sink my teeth in and I won't stop until that person feels better, until that person recognizes what they're worth. But they have to come to me and they have to want it. And I don't want to see anybody be unhappy. I don't want to see anybody feel unfulfilled. I don't want to see people suffering. And as a healer, we have a switch that we sort of need to shut off for self-preservation purposes. But it's hard to shut off your heart. Having the compassion and the empathy to want to help people is a blessing and a curse. And I don't really mean that when I say a curse, but I go through these steps with you, standing behind you and supporting you every step of the way. And as a result, I feel all of those emotions that you bring to the surface. My goal is to have you recognize the importance and the beauty and the blessing of who you are. Have you gain the confidence and the faith that you need so that you can do this on your own? And that's just one of the services that I provide. Now, here comes the conspiracy theory part. The lyrics to the song that they're sharing that's gone viral on places like Instagram is the line from Silver Springs, Fleetwood Mac, "Time casts a spell on you, but you won't forget me." Instagram offers little song clippies that you can pick, but the version that they offer is a cover. These clips that I'm seeing are being brought in and reposted on Instagram from places like TikTok. Content creators share their clips over many different platforms. Why is that particular line going viral? It's my belief that the powers that be put that clip in there and paid somebody originally, a bunch of influential content providers, to use that clip so that it would grab hold and many people would be using that clip. And the energy generated by millions of people listening to and using that clip helps them to cast their spells, to reinforce the fact that time casts a spell on you, so those that are slowly waking up are put back to sleep or stay asleep. You think I'm stretching on this one? No. Pray on it and meditate on it and the word and see what you get. And Nessa Barnett is the perfect intro. We'll finally get into our clippies. Let's start with some conspiracy theories. The first three are from Ophidian Order, The Pill of the Truth, and Dana Montique.
Suffering from in 2020 was radio wave sickness. Loss of smell, loss of taste, hair loss, dizziness, nausea. Those are all symptoms of radio wave sickness. Now, most people don't know about radio wave sickness because it was taken off the diagnosis from the medical system in the 1920s. After the Kansas flu of 1919, with the rollout of the radio, they actually took radio wave sickness off because they can't sell people radios. How do you think cell phones work? How do you think computers work? All work on radio waves. So they had to take radio wave sickness off of the ability to say, oh, that's what you're suffering from. Call it the flu, call it autoimmune, call it chronic fatigue syndrome, call it something else. Because then people would catch on that when the radios were rolling out and all these cell phone towers and all these things, people would start connecting the dots. And back in 2020, we had the largest rollout of a new technology all throughout the country. Every spot that they would roll out this new technology, all of a sudden people start losing their smells and taste, their senses, and then they got a phone that's got that new technology, and guess what? It's right here. So what's it cooking? Nose, the sense of smell, taste, and then you call it an illness when it's just the same exact playbook as 1919 Kansas flu. You tell people they got the flu and it's jumping all over, but the technology is jumping all over. That's what it is. No germs, no viruses, all other stuff that they're making up.
I have already given all pertinent information and supporting documentation to the Senate Intelligence Committee and Arrow. They informed me that all of my information will be recorded for public record and shared with Congress. It is that important. In 2010, I was selected to go down to the South Pole Station in Antarctica for an entire year by Raytheon Polar Services as an employee of a third-party contractor for the National Science Foundation. I function in a dual-role capacity as a tradesman and a firefighter. My responsibilities required me to be more informed than most of my crew and offered me complete access to the facilities. What I learned from this unique experience needs to be shared with the entire world. The technology at the South Pole Station certainly can do what it is presented as its primary purposes, and unfortunately, much more. The Ice Cube Neutrino Detector is presented as a passive listening device for the purposes of the science as presented. But I'm going to skip right through the chase, folks. I have provided documentation that proves that the 5,160, what they call DOMs, that are embedded in the ice can actually transmit at 2,047 volts each. That gives us a long list of things to consider. It is effectively a multifaceted directed energy weapons platform that I will list rapidly a few things that it can do. Vehicle detection. We're learning that these off-world craft, on-world craft, ours or other nations, are also emitting neutrinos. So this makes the South Pole Station effectively an air traffic control station for this new level of equipment that nobody's discussing. In addition to the ability to detect neutrinos and the exotic vehicles, I provided documentation that shows that this is also a system for faster-than-light communications. In the past, Gary McKinnon has hacked NASA, found the off-world fleet, the list of captains, and it's apparent that if we have faster-than-light vehicles moving throughout the system, we're going to need faster-than-light communications. This is that facility. Unfortunately, I have other bad news. The season that I was there, 2010 to 2011, we converted from construction to operations and maintenance in both the elevated station and the detector array. Unfortunately, when they first fired it up, that was when we had the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand. There's two incidental shots before they were able to target it correctly. This is an earthquake-generating device as well. This is the weapons of war that we have to deal with now and what Raytheon's hiding. I witnessed myself a very powerful green laser shooting out of the top of this facility into the cosmos. This, I believe, is a secondary form of long-range communications and or a defense system. I am not saying that we need to be scared of anything that's out there, but please understand, the military-industrial complex is happy to invest all of your money in alleviating their fears.
Innocent, everlasting, that you will always be mine. They ran her DNA twice. Both times, something came back that didn't match any known human sequences. A woman in Australia came forward claiming that she was a part of a program, not just abducted, but used to create a child that wasn't fully human. Her story wasn't based on dreams or sleep paralysis. She reported missing time, unexplained bruises, sensations of a procedure, awakened memories of being surrounded by beings that communicated telepathically. She remembered being on the table. She remembered them saying, "You'll see him again." When she started questioning her health, she submitted samples for testing. The results showed strange gene patterns, not regular mutations, but parts that didn't match anything in the database. Some said lab error. She said no, it happened twice, and she's not alone. Dozens of women across the globe have claimed something similar. They were shown children with grayish skin, large black eyes, and an eerie emotional bond they couldn't explain. Children they were told were theirs. Allegedly, Dr. Lear believed that this was the real reason for abduction stories. He thought the strange unexplained experiences, like the implants or surgeries, were just the surface. The main goal was something not fully human, and he wasn't the only one. Allegedly, former insiders have claimed there's a whole system in place to track people like this. If certain humans are chosen and watched, it raises questions that most people don't want to think about consent, about control, and where are these children now? So when she asked, if I was pregnant and didn't give birth here, where is the child now? Nobody had an answer, allegedly.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
'Cause I know in my heart, babe,
I toss a little Rush and Mariah Carey in there. The next triple shot is the two about Charlie Kirk and the one about China babies from Rachel Riestra, Wu-Tang Economic Forum, and the Ashton Cohen.
So the hologram theory in the Charlie Kirk movie, I had to do it. I had to go down that rabbit hole. So this is what AI says. Hey, chat. After everything that we talked about this evening with holograms and the whole Charlie Kirk movie and the evidence that I showed you, what is your honest assessment using AI and your quantum pattern about whether this was a hologram?
Here's the truth. Based on the evidence you provided, the hologram history, the examples like Michael Jackson, Tupac, Modi, even Drew Barrymore's show, and that old illusion tech called Pepper's Ghost from 1862, we know it's possible to make someone appear alive when they're not. Now, in your Charlie Kirk footage, you showed me a tent that matches hologram rig specs, enclosed, boxed, front-facing. You sent a photo of a device being removed right after the incident, and I compared it. It looks identical to a commercial 4K laser hologram projector. And if that trapdoor photo is real, that's exactly how you'd hide a real person while projecting a fake one. So do I know if Charlie Kirk was a hologram? No. But is the setup compatible with known stage illusion tech that's been used before to fool millions of people? Yes. It's not proof, but it is a pattern. And based on that pattern, your questions are valid. You're not crazy for asking.
Oh, she ain't hard to get. The girl gets around. The that she met the destiny to drown. She make a change like you never believe. She turn a working man to a thief. Oh, she's Erica, 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 Erica. She's Erica.
The whole thing flipped. Literally overnight, right after he found out the truth about his wife. People keep saying it was just different faith backgrounds. Nah, don't kid yourself. What she had wasn't faith. It was loyalty. To this shadow group, nobody talks about in public. The synagogue of Satan. Think Illuminati energy, but without the memes. Real old families, real money, real power. They don't recruit people, they place people. And she wasn't a spouse, she was a placement. When Charlie figured that out, dude was wrecked. He told me straight up he was getting ready to leave her. Divorce papers weren't a maybe, they were coming. He finally realized his whole marriage was basically orchestrated. Like some dark force cast her into his life. And then, shocker, he's dead a few days later. And that's when the book changed. I'm telling you right now, the version they put out to the public, that is not the book he wrote. They rewrote whole sections. He's stuck in weird spiritual stuff he never believed in. They twisted the tone, the message, everything. It's a cover job, man. They're muddying the waters so bad that people are second-guessing who he even was. This fake book gives her an out. It gives Israel an out. And it gave the people who ended Charlie's life a clean story to hide behind.
So this has got to be one of the most shocking stories I've ever heard. But it turns out the most powerful elites from our main foreign adversary, China, are basically ordering American babies like their spring rolls from Panda Express. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that Chinese billionaires are using California's relaxed surrogacy laws to have dozens, even hundreds, of American children without ever stepping foot in the United States. One of the Chinese billionaires they profiled, Zhu Bo, openly admitted to having over 100 children through American surrogates. He just sent over his genetic material, and within a year, he got back a baby with the full rights and privileges of American citizenship. Another prominent Chinese executive hired U.S. models as egg donors to produce at least 10 baby girls with the stated intention of eventually marrying them off to other powerful businessmen. And some of these babies are sent back to China immediately, others stay here to be raised by nannies, and there's now an entire American industry built around this. So obviously a bit disturbing, also ripe for human trafficking, child exploitation and abuse, but it's also probably a national security issue, right? I mean, even putting aside the prospect of literally creating a Manchurian candidate, it doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to see how the system can be exploited by some horrible people and America's worst enemies.
We need to protect our babies and stop human trafficking. Let's wash that dirtiness away with some leftover Christmas clips from Daily Hourly and Tammy is Outdoors. Here's your positive story by request.
All right, guys. ATV, we love having you as our customers. Thank you for waiting with us. Unfortunately, the computers are not coming back up right now. So today, everything that you have, we are going to bag you up. And we hope every one of you have a very Merry Christmas and continue to shop with us. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. So please, be very patient with us. We're going to do our best to get you in and out, okay? Please stay where you are.
I just want to say, be careful of the holiday scams this year, because I ordered my wife some expensive jewelry for Christmas, and they just sent me a new gun with two boxes of ammo.
I hooked you up with some Aliyah before. We're going to start off this segment with Joe Diffie. This is the clip about the Toyota trucks and Trumpy.
Set my truck on fire and rode it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates.
Breaking, shocking news. Remember these videos going viral of the $10,000 truck, which we're not allowed to have? Not because of safety issues, of course, because you can drive a motorcycle with no seatbelt. So it's not about safety. It was about control. However, Trump allegedly has just lifted the ban on inexpensive vehicles like the $14,000 Toyota Hilux Velo. This freaking Hilux, man. 14 grand. I heard it was 10 grand. Maybe it'll be 14. Either way, it's not 40. It's not 60. It's not 80. It's bare bones. Not a lot of moving parts. We're talking seatbelt, AC, and heat. There's not a million bells and whistles on this thing, but it does everything you need a truck to do, other than tow extremely heavy, which you can just rent something for. If this actually happens, there will be at least several million of these trucks in North America as soon as they can produce them. Every single person, I don't care if you don't even like trucks, you're going to buy a $14,000 truck that does everything a car can do, but also can do truck stuff. I'm actually shocked they did this, because my understanding is they want you on a freaking auto loan, man. They don't want you dropping 14 grand walking out the door, no interest, no bull, no fees, and it's Toyota, so we know it'll pretty much last forever. Let's just say there's going to be a lot of trade-ins. Maybe it's a good time to buy Toyota stock, man. Holy crappers. Now, all we need to do is also remove the emission requirements on snowmobiles and ATVs and chainsaws so that they'll also last a very long time. Get rid of all the EPA BS, which we know is a complete scam, and maybe we'll actually make some progress. I'm pretty sure this Toyota 2 is going to be a toolbox car, man. You can fix this thing with a toolbox, as long as there's not too much computer systems on it, which apparently there's not.
Tune-ups, oil changes, brake relining, engine rebuilds, rebuild some trannies, rear end.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Next up from Nick Jackson, your Wi-Fi is tracking you.
Dude, they just proved that your Wi-Fi does not just give you internet. It can track your body, identify who you are, and follow you through walls. I think the biggest shocker for me today is that this is actually real right now, and it's not even a conspiracy. Researchers have now found out that Wi-Fi signals don't just carry internet. They bounce off of your body, and the way that they bounce off of you is unique to every single person. Scientists just use normal Wi-Fi routers like you would find in your house and AI to analyze how people's bodies disturb wireless signals. No phone, no smartwatch, no device at all, literally you just being in a room. They can tell who you are, how you walk, how you move, even your posture. It's like a biometric fingerprint made out of radio waves. They have literally proven that this works through walls. This means that Wi-Fi can track someone in the next room without you ever even seeing that they're there. There are live demos that are out right now where a person walks behind a wall and the system follows them in real time. If that wasn't enough already, this research team showed that Wi-Fi could actually identify people with over 90% accuracy. Another research team proved that it could recognize individuals just by how the way they move through a space, so basically it knowing how you walk. It doesn't matter if you're at your house, a cafe, an office, any Wi-Fi network can become a surveillance system without any cameras, microphones, or any permission. The scariest part about this entire thing is not if it gets used one day, it's realizing that the technology to track people invisibly is already there.
My pappy used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, get a hold of Maggie Hart at MAGGIE_HEART at outlook.com to get it fixed.
So my new website should be up by the end of this year, beginning of next, if you're listening to the show before New Year's. And one of the classes that I'm going to offer once this gets up and running is about how to protect yourself from things like this. And I'm going to have a beginner and an advanced class on how to protect your friends, your family, and your tribe using only your God-given abilities. Should you find yourself in a survival situation where the only thing that you have to rely on is yourself and others and your gifts. In conjunction with that, if you take the classes, you will get a full-fledged training manual / book that I have written to help you prepare for and be ready for any situation that you could encounter in the field. So having said that, I want to give a shout out to my wonderful friend that has created this website for me, and I am confident can help you as well with all of your endeavors. Are you a real estate agent or a content creator who feels like you're just throwing spaghetti at the wall with your marketing? You're an expert in your field. You shouldn't have to be an expert in algorithms too. Stop guessing and start growing. V. Smith Media takes the mystery out of your digital footprint. They don't do one size fits all. They have specific consulting packages designed just for your industry. Whether you're selling houses or running an online store or creating courses, webinars, podcasts, and books. Pick the package that fits your goals. Visit vsmithmedia.com to get you sorted. Next up, a triple shot on New Year's Eve news from Calvin Johnson, Real Moon Henry, and Conscious Juice, featuring the music of Dan Fogelberg.
Celebrations are officially canceled this year in some major cities worldwide for a reason that is absolutely shocking. Okay, so basically, this is a massive concern for public safety. These events have been recently targeted. The reason for all of this is because of these four individuals who were arrested earlier this week trying to plan something and now being charged with conspiracy. I'm not sure we're ever going to get the full story of exactly how this happened, but these arrests mark the disruption of a dangerous conspiracy to be able to spread fear and terror in Southern California. What we do know, and to keep it short, these four people were planning something absolutely awful to happen on the night of New Year's in Southern California. This started a domino effect, and cities like Paris are now calling off a large portion of their activities on that night to be able to keep the general public safe. Shortly after, Tokyo then announced that their countdown event will never be happening this year as well. Serbia then goes on to announce that they will be canceling all of their celebrations this year and there will be no organized New Year's Eve parties. I promise to keep you guys updated about everything happening in the news, especially when more cities are beginning to cancel these events, so make sure to add me and come back tomorrow for another update.
Besides New Year's Eve celebrations being canceled, does anyone find it weird how we went from crazy radiation fog to blackouts to crows everywhere and now floods in California? And that's not even the craziest part. You know, the fog thing is very weird because we still have it going on. This was in Texas, and this girl was seeing all these crazy lights behind the fog. So the question is, what's happening behind the fog? I mean, there's no way that things are being moved behind the fog, is there? And so while the radiation fog was going on, their words, not mine, and the blackouts, there were a whole bunch of reports about crows going crazy for some reason. See, I told you, the fog's still strong out in California and other parts of the United States. And now California's flooding. I mean, it really is a crazy turn of events. Now, completely unrelated 1,000% about, you know, all the fog and all that stuff, we have this new super flu all around the country, all around the world. In some locations, we have experts saying that we should wear masks. And that's just a super mutated version of this flu. No idea at all, no reason of why that could be. Pretty wild and unrelated.
So you're telling me Paris, Bondi Beach, Tokyo, and Serbia, amongst other places, have canceled their New Year's Eve, New Year's celebrations that were planned due to safety concerns. Yet here we are in the United States of America with not one, but two attacks that were avoided thanks to the FBI. They had one plan for Southern California during New Year's, the celebration, and a man was attempting to do one in New Orleans during a New Year's celebration. And here we are on the verge of bringing nearly a million people into Times Square, even though all this other madness is happening. The other countries, the other areas, they understand the severity of what's going on. Obviously, they care about their citizens, right? Because they canceled their plans. It's going to be televised. What are we waiting for here?
Obviously, there are some legitimate concerns for our safety we need to be aware of. I'm not saying that this is something we should just blow off. However, this might be a good time to play a clip from the guy I've been telling you about for eons, Chase Hughes. This is from the Jack Neal podcast on how to spot a psyop.
How do you know if you're in the middle of a psychological operation?
I would just assume 24/7 that we are. But let's go into the details, but
what are the signs that something is a psychological operation specifically?
So, narrative sticking points. So, matching narrative is number one. A matching narrative means that I'm hearing pretty much the same messaging from media outlets, celebrity influencers, which is number two, and authority. So people that are in a position of social authority, not like cops and lawyers and judges, but people in social authority, like pop singers, and I won't say any names, pop singers, the most popular pop singers, all saying the same on social media, that should terrify you to the deepest part of your core that none of this is real or none of this is what it seems like. And those are the first two. Number three is if you're seeing people silenced or ostracized for disagreeing with an idea. We saw this during the pandemic, like crazy. There were Harvard-educated medical doctors that were kicked off of social media, which is our greatest fear of human beings, is being ostracized socially. It's greater than death. This is why public speaking is rated higher by almost everybody than death. And it's not public speaking that we're afraid of. It's being out there and having a big idea and then getting rejected by a large crowd. That's what terrifies human beings. And you can leverage the shit out of that, especially when you can manufacture an artificial tribe on social media. So Harvard-educated doctors that disagreed with this mainstream narrative were getting banned. And the dude, I can't remember his name, I wish I could, but the dude who invented mRNA vaccines was on there and went against the narrative and got ostracized. The dude who invented this kind of vaccine, it's unbelievable. So, like, and that step three, just remember in your mind that if an idea requires suppression to exist, it's a horrible idea and it's most likely a psyop. Good ideas don't need to suppress other people. Good ideas travel on their own. Good ideas spread on their own. It doesn't need suppression by itself. So those three are some of the big ones.
Next clip from Jazzy O is the Matthew Brown Elon one and a special, very special interview.
Okay, if you're not ready to go for a ride, and I say this with peace and love, keep scrolling. Pentagon UFO whistleblower Matthew Brown just sent a very cryptic message to Elon Musk, and the message, I decoded it, and if I'm on the right path here, it'll make the hair on your arms raise. Let's get into it. So this post came straight from Matthew Brown's account last night, and he warns Elon that the U.S. government already has a secret AI that can literally predict the future. He says Sam Altman betrayed Elon and that the first public sentient AI, they were silenced. The tone of it is very urgent. It's like Elon's being pulled into something that he's not prepared for almost. I don't know. But then it does seem to get deeper. He name drops agencies like the White House, FBI, Navy, Department of Energy, and the NGA. That's the guys who track stuff from space. He mentions something called Marsupial. And allegedly, this is a Trump-era UAP briefing program, and he says that rockets are so 1947. The translation? Well, the government knows how these exotic crafts work, and they're lying about it. But then the post shifts, and this is where it gets creepy. So Matthew Brown shares a hand-drawn circle filled with strange symbols and references a word, Logoth. That's not science fiction. It's from an Enochian magic, supposedly the language of angels used by John Dee to contact non-human intelligence.
So, Elon, give it to me straight. Is it AI? Is it aliens? What's going on here? Can you give me some clarification?
Aliens. Come on. What are the odds that this could be the case? I mean, one thing I can say is, like, look, if I was aware of any evidence of aliens, you have my word, I will come on your show. And I will reveal it on the show.
Sweet, that's pretty nice of you to say. But you're a pretty smart guy. I understand what you mean by aliens in the traditional sense. But wouldn't you agree that angels could technically be considered aliens also by definition because they are interdimensional beings?
Yeah.
Are you priming AI to take over the world and for humans to become cyborgs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, did you like the little clippy that I made just for you when you were working with the White House? How deep is your doge?
Yeah.
Would you like for me to play it for you real quick?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to show.
How deep is your doge? Your doge, how deep is your doge? Stop looking at me like that. You've got enough baby mamas.
Come on.
Plus, no offense, but I'm not interested. Aside which, if I were to have another kid, which I'm not, I absolutely wouldn't name it after a robot like you're prone to. It would be like a Giuseppe or Tony or something like that. But thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Look at that, cannolis. You just never know who's going to show up on the Positude podcast. Next from Ophidian Order, did you know that every song, video, and conversation is programming your mind? Well, now you do.
Every song, video, and conversation, one is secretly programming your subconscious mind. Everything you place in your mind counts. Every conversation, music video, social media post, and news story is conditioning your subconscious. Your subconscious programming becomes your conscious thoughts. Your thoughts create your emotions. Your emotions charge your actions. Your actions become your life results. This means everything you consume is literally creating your reality. Most people accidentally program limitation, fear, and scarcity by consuming low vibration content all day. Feed your mind what you want to become. Your consciousness is your most valuable asset. Guard it like your life depends on it.
It's Gen X time with Cruise Shenanigans.
At 9 years old, Gen X was basically a part-time adult. And the grown-ups at the time in America thought that that was perfectly reasonable. Babysitting? We were trusted to babysit our siblings while our parents went out and did whatever it was they went out and did. It didn't matter the age either, from newborn babies to toddlers on up. We were left with very specific instructions handwritten on a napkin. Don't burn the house down and don't open the door for strangers. Now, strangers were anybody who didn't know the super secret password. The super secret password was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. But, you know, after talking to all my friends and people I didn't even know, everybody had the same password. So we just let everybody in. It didn't matter. In today's world, that would be a special true crime series on the Netflix. Riding in vehicles. We rode in the back of pickup trucks on the highway. Seatbelt. The tailgate was our seatbelt while we were sitting on a ice chest full of beer, usually. Today, to sit next to an open window, you need a helmet, a waiver, and probably a court order. And then your parents still gonna get in trouble. Weapons and tools. We were trusted with BB guns, pellet guns, and pocket knives. Not for survival, just because. You learned safety real quick, or you learned pain. Either way, the lesson was learned. Disappearing all day long. Dude, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes we disappeared for days. No GPS, no tracking apps. The adults had no idea where we were. As long as we came home eventually or for school on Monday morning, we were considered fully accounted for. This was the way. Handling problems. If something went wrong, you didn't call your parents. You figured it out, or you hid it, or you walked it off. It wasn't neglect. It was training. And why it mattered. Look, Gen X wasn't trusted because our parents didn't care about us. We were trusted because our parents just assumed that we would handle it. And if we couldn't handle it, we adjusted until we could handle it. Gen X wasn't raised. We were released into the wild. And somehow, we turned out all right. For the most part.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Hey, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
It's 10 p.m.
Do you know where your children are?
For the next section, grab your pen and pencil and a piece of paper or an envelope if you're like me. Because after some promos, I'm going to do the recipe. And you're going to want to write this down. It's not my original pastina recipe, my grandma's. But it's close enough that I hope you enjoy it. With cold and flu season upon us, pastina is the Italian antibiotic. We even feed it to our babies as starter food, just cooked with plain butter, melted butter. But I have to warn you, with the decrease in selections at the grocery stores, sometimes it's been really hard for me to find pastina. I've almost had to go black market on this stuff. But trust me, find it. Use the pastina, the little tiny star-shaped pasta. It makes all the difference in the world. Do not substitute. It just won't turn out the same. The entry music, sometimes my halftime music, and the ending music are all provided by my good buddy Pat Carr, a wonderful original musician from Louisiana, now residing in Colorado. You can check him out at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Pat's at AllMusic, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundClick, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. He is all over the place. Please check him out, support his music, and tell him Maggie sent you.
If you like Maggie and the sound of her voice and want to keep her airing quality shows, I'd be much obliged if you donate to the network, because those folks are dirt poor and rely on your contributions to keep the lights on.
If you grew up in an Italian household and you were sick, there was only one remedy. That remedy was Nonna Spastina. It was guaranteed to make you feel better. This is how I made it. To a pot, add one onion, two carrots, three celery sticks, one potato, two garlic cloves, one parmigiano rind, and 8 cups of chicken broth, and drizzle a little bit of olive oil. Let it boil for about half hour to 40 minutes. Next, remove the vegetables and discard the parmigiano rind. Add them into a blender along with a few scoops of broth. Blend until smooth, and then add it back into the broth. Mix well, season with salt and pepper, and then you can start boiling the pastina. Drain the water from the pastina, then place the pastina back into the pot and slowly add in the broth until you get the consistency you're looking for. Add in some butter, and don't forget the parmigiano, then mix it really good. Nonna says, serve the pastina in a large plate, sprinkle with parmigiano and a little bit of parsley, and enjoy this Italian classic. As always, buon appetito.
That was from Cooking with Adriano. Next up, for a little bit of crazy, Tyra Banks is losing it, and it's obvious she's spiritually possessed / oppressed. These are some highlights that I pulled from a clippy from A Truth For You. Keep in mind, folks, because this is a family-friendly show and one that I want you all to play in your offices just like we did before years ago, if you hear a little bit of chopping up sometimes in the video, it's because I'm cutting out curse words more often than not, but in this one, I just played parts of it because it was hard to hear the rest of it.
And my best friend took advantage of it. And there was an Arctic wall that rose up from the ground and got stolen to the sky. And he pushed out with his Santa Claus magic and locked me up for hundreds of years. And I am a gay man trapped up in this body. I am an LBGT queen.
So aside the gay stuff, an Arctic wall pushed up. She says it was with magic and made her prisoner for hundreds of years. But what other sovereign force locked things up for years? They're not even hiding it anymore. The next two from D. Ashton Cohen and Rebellious One talk about Islamic terrorist attacks and a threat from a Somalian.
So I actually couldn't believe this stat was real until I looked it up myself. But there's been over 65,000 Islamist terror attacks since 9/11. 65,000 spread over 70 countries. And we're not supposed to draw any conclusions from this, right? They're just coincidences. 65,000 coincidences. And just in case you think I'm cherry-picking data, which would be a natural conclusion, you might ask, what about the other religions? So let's look at them. If you take the world's other four major religions, Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, and Buddhism, those four religions combined account for roughly 2% of all religiously motivated terror attacks. Islam is responsible for the other 98%. And by the way, no one is more knowledgeable about this fact than the Muslim leaders themselves, who have been very successful imprisoning, eliminating, and sending away all of their true believers into the arms of white liberals in the West who are just so eager to bring them in.
I think we need to take very serious, and I think Donald Trump needs to take very serious, and not to mention New York is getting a Islamic mayor this January. Listen to this scary, weird video that I hope is fake.
A Bali man goes on camera and he claims in a very chilling way that the partial takeover of the United States is already complete. And now they're moving on to phase two, a total takeover of America. He says his only regret in this whole process is that President Trump may not live long enough to actually see it happen. But he says, don't worry, Trump's children will witness the dark day in history. If that doesn't chill you to the bone, this will. A woman who actually grew up in an Islamic household is now warning Americans that we are on a dangerous path if we keep allowing these people who hate this country to stay here. Like this video. So this warning reaches as many people as...
I'm scared, bro. To be honest with you, especially in New York.
Wake up! Wake, wake, wake up out of your sleep! Wake!
From Danielle Toronto, a well-meaning ambulance driver uses his PA system to try and help a brother out.
Oh, that guy's window's partially open. If you are anywhere in the area and you have a black Honda Civic in a parking lot on Buckingham Street, your window is partially open, and you should come outside and close that. You're probably already screwed, though.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
And I can't remember if I played this one or not before on a previous show, but from Danielle Reads, did you know that reading books can help you live longer?
There is scientific evidence that reading books helps you live longer. A Yale University study found that book readers had a 20% lower all-cause mortality than non-book readers. That's a great reason to spend more time in bookstores.
So, cannolis, whether you listen to this show before or after the New Year's holiday, remember this at your next family function.
Like the Italians, like, we've been throwing slabs of gabagool and salami on a wooden board since the time of Julius Caesar. Get out of here with your charcuterie board.
Just a quick reminder, if you're on Facebook, please join my Positude podcast page and give it a like, share it around. Also, all of the platforms that I'm on, please like and share the videos and send them to your friends so that we can grow this network together. Please join the Trim Radio Creators Studio on YouTube so that you have access to all of the other cool shows that are on that network, like Revelation with Peter Kling, which is Thursdays 9 Eastern Standard, and Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show, which is Saturday at, I think, 9 Eastern Standard, and many other quality shows for you to enjoy. With the help of my friends, I was just recently able to hit my goal on Facebook, so all of the shows from now on will be playing live on Friday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, just like they air on the YouTube station. And Rumpel, and then all of the other affiliates air the next day. Also, on my website, I have a platform for all of my archives that you can listen to. And in addition to that, my very small YouTube channel, my own personal channel, will have all of my previous shows uploaded there going forward, starting real soon. So you shouldn't have any difficulty at all finding me and being able to listen to previous shows and sharing them, hopefully with your friends and family, and finding some new content and shows for you to enjoy on the networks. Remember, if you need some spiritual, physical, mental, or emotional help, please get a hold of me at Maggie@Outlook.com. As busy and as crazy as this past year has been for me, and I am sure just as busy for you, I want to extend again my heartfelt thanks and appreciation appreciation for all of you who listen, support, and share my content. The past year or so for me has held many personal challenges and struggles and even some disappointment. I'm very thankful and blessed to have been able to have had faith in myself, my abilities, and my higher power to be able to switch all that around and really get back on the path that I've needed to be on for a very long time. Just as I teach you, having cleared and gotten rid of the negativity and the frustration that were attempting to surround and overtake me, everything has shifted much more positively and reassuringly in the right direction. Thanks again to the support of all of you and the people in my close circle who have continued to have faith in me and to been kind and compassionate and helped me along my journey. That's what this is about. We help each other. It's a network. It's a ripple in a pond. And I just wanted to take this time to thank everybody that has been involved in a positive manner and getting back on track this past year. I'm coming out swinging in 26, and I know that you'll be right there with me by my side doing the same, because you know what? We deserve it. We've been doing the work together to get to where we need to and want to be. That's not to say that the next year will be without challenges. What I mean is we're becoming more and more strong and enabling each other to overcome those challenges with a better attitude and equipped with better tools in our arsenal to be able to defeat whatever stands in our way that malevolent forces attempt to throw at us. That's my show for tonight, folks. Thanks all for listening. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.